I almost died, you gave me something I can live for. Hey, all them times I made you cry, wish I could clear them up. Guess you was trying to break my heart and make me feel something. And you know I'm stuck inside this child like I'm a deer or something. And you know I stand up on my ten and I ain't fearing nothing. You know I get booked today, then you might not be hearing from me. You seem to hate me, but
then somebody said, yo, why say your government?
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. Damn, Jeremy.
Jeremy, what's up, man?
What the fuck?
Them boy got you.
Bro, don't be coming over here calling my whole name like that, Sean. These ain't seeing glasses either, so I can't tell exactly what Sean is that.
Sean Jackson.
Oh, that my boy, Sean. And that my boy, Sean, man. Sean, you all right?
To my Sean, you all right?
That my boy, man. I love Sean, man. But yeah, man, back to Aisha.
So how do y'all
man.
Feel about Aisha? Do y'all feel like she's ungrateful? No, I feel like she's ungrateful to.
I mean, because I could kind of see where she's coming from. Like, she wanted her own identity, bro. But it's like,
it's a way you can say that.
How much more
like,
could you ask for? Like, you got like a God-fearing man. I don't think we ever really seen Steph Curry mad for real.
And he ain't never been in nothing. Like, he ain't been in no blogs. He ain't been, you know, nothing.
Nothing about the babies.
Nothing.
You know what I'm saying? So it kind of like, damn, what kind of life did you really want?
No, for real. Like, did you want a nigga like Future or something? Like, I'm confused.
Seeing when the nigga came on stage with his shirt off, she was pretending like she taking off her wedding ring.
I didn't see that. Yeah, she.
That
I think
alone,
she,
right?
She want to be a city girl.
That alone, right? They would have had me all over ESPN.
CD, all over ESPN.
CDB.
CDB. Just off top. You about to.
Oh, as soon as you walk in the door, I got a cigar in my mouth. Bitch, what you was doing?
Why you need a cigar in your mouth to do that? Why? You need a cigar in your mouth to do that?
Bitch, what you was doing?
Bitch was playing, obviously. She goes,
oh, he made
playing.
Your coochie purr? I'm about to make your jaw purr. You might well go ahead and call the people, tell them to be on the way over here.
Go ahead and call the law and tell them what's about to happen. Down.
It about to go down. She did the outlook. Hey. But you know,
yeah, she is.
Some people don't like. I don't know. I couldn't been no girl.
You say you couldn't have been a girl?
Yeah, y'all don't got to do shit.
How you figure that?
You find a nigga that pay for everything. As long as you got good core exercises and you get the rocking, well, you know, can get whatever you want.
Good core exercises.
You got a good core. You can.
You can what? You know what, nah, say your shit. You can what? No, we talking at riddles, nigga. You can what?
You can wiggle good your hips course. A little bit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you don't think so?
I mean, that's pretty much
say
it.
Shit, Florence scary. Oh, you see me at the mall. You got to learn. Man. Motherfucker ain't at no mall doing no dumb shit.
I would say that too, but I don't think she's going to leave him. She's talking about the universe going to send her the worst nigga, but she's not going to leave Steph Curry.
She's not going
to. I just feel like she just likes complaining. She likes to go out and kind of make it seem like.
I hope that nigga leave her.
No, for real.
He ain't leaving her.
I don't think he's going to leave her either.
He ain't leaving her.
I think that's crazy though.
Talking about she out her rabbit ass, man. Shit, you never heard nothing bad about Curry. She must
never.
Be wanting a nigga like Blueface. Nah, she wanted a nigga like Ike Turner.
You think so?
Yeah, that just draining her and slapping the shit out of her.
Slapping her around just for saying the wrong word.
Six packs of muscle. Nick can't feel like no type of job education. He just got dick. Dick and bubble gum.
And a strong hand. Obviously, because he was back at her ass. Yeah, I think that's what she want. I think she want a little excitement. She must be bored with this nigga. But I'd rather be
bored with a millionaire.
I mean, some people are like that.
Spend that nigga cheese.
She probably getting tired of doing that.
Yeah, that could be true.
She probably tired of doing that.
Some motherfuckers are ungrateful.
I would say she is definitely
ungrateful.
Yeah. My mama couldn't have like a Stephen Curry or something. poor choice of niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Like, starting with the last generation. Yeah, it'd be like that. But I feel like she finally lucked up. Like, okay, so Aisha Curry, she lucked up with him, for real. Because who would have thought, you know, he would have went to the NBA. And then now you got these kids. And, you know, he's basically one of, like, the best players on the team. It's like, bitch, what more could you ask for?
That nigga make... How much money do Stephen Curry make?
A fucking lot. Too much to count. And it's like, it just seemed like she be focused on the wrong shit. If you really want to make your own identity.
Doing some research right quick.
Yeah, like if you want your own identity, like, girl, you ain't got to bash, you know, basically your current life now just to have a new identity. Like, it's like you're mad at your life now when it don't seem like shit wrong with your life other than.
Nah, because you know you can say whatever and just go back to
and he's not
going to
say
life.
Nothing. He's going to embrace you when you get home with open arms like, oh, babe, I'm so glad you expressed yourself. Like, he seemed like one of them niggas. Like, cause there's no way that she going
to
keep like
been on Travis Hunter for the longest. Stephen Curry, I'm going to need for your yellow ass to get some balls too.
Yeah.
I know you can go buy some. I know you could go. There ain't nothing in this world you can't buy. He need to go buy a heart.
Just off of just the NBA, just off his NBA salary, I think I make $59,606,817 a year.
How much is that per game?
He said $59 million.
$60 million a year.
$60 million a year.
We didn't say one.
How many games is
it? We didn't say 82. 1 million. Buku million.
It's 82 games?
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. You about to calculate that? Yeah. Yep.
So that means next year it's going to be 120. I'm going to stack up. The year after that is 180.
And that's just from the NBA. That ain't even endorsements. That ain't none of that.
Child.
So how much you make per game?
I'm about to go make my son do some jumping jacks and push-ups when I get home.
He makes $731,707.
Oh, yeah. She tripping.
This nigga makes $730,000. If this nigga wife ain't happy.
You see what Worm said?
If this nigga wife ain't happy, bro, ain't nothing I could do.
You know Worm said she want a nigga like me to choke her till she turn, till she turn burgundy. That nigga aggravated. Shut up.
Bro, what is wrong with this nigga,
till she turn burgundy. That's some motherfucking funny. Like, why would you say that? Why would you say that?
He's so serious.
He's serious
as fuck.
He's so serious.
Boy, Worm, boy, your ass is stupid, boy. I swear to God, boy. Your ass is funny as fuck, boy.
You just said, Stephen Curry, when's your next game?
I'm going to be front and center. I cook and clean. Come on,
boo. Who said that?
Lanisha.
Lanisha, I think you need a little bit more cheeks back there.
I knew you was going to say that. Her ass can't be that flat. Is it really flat? Like pancake flat?
She ain't did nothing this week so far. Yeah, don't kill her all already.
Man, we ain't kill her. That's my dog, but
nothing yet.
You know what you come in here for? Damn, that shit got me crying, boy. boy, y'all funny as fuck.
She done for real, for real. For real, cause ain't no way you complaining and have a good man.
That'd be half y'all out here.
Now, yeah. Steph Curry was to come out and complain. Talking about, I didn't want these kids. I didn't want this wife. Everybody be bashing his light skin ass. Like,
complaining,
oh, he a fucking clown. He a bitch.
Da, da, da.
You know what I'm saying?
That'd be fucking 80% of women out here complaining they got a good nigga. That nigga do 7 out of the 10 things. But that three things.
And Steph probably do 9 out of the 10. He looked like he probably do 9 out of the 10. But what you say? She probably slamming that pussy on him.
Steph
and
probably
like,
can't fuck.
As soon
man.
As she walk in the house, it just
I don't
like,
think Steph can fuck.
I got another number for you. Uh-oh. He makes just off his NBA salary, 60 yeah. mil. Off of endorsements, 100 mil a year.
So he make 160
mil a year.
And he probably giving her half just straight down the middle. Like, here's half of my earnings.
Let me tell you something.
I love you.
Let me tell you nigga something.
Your coochie's if so good. Nigga, here's half of my money. Like, he's probably like that.
If a nigga can make $160 million a year and can't keep his wife happy, we are doomed.
No, seriously. No, for real. Because what?
What can I do? I had already lost hope with Rod Wave, right? When I seen Rod Wave shooting up that girl car, I was like, all right. Like,
because why would
Rod
you do
Wade
that?
Get
why would you
on,
do that, Rod?
And he making $650,000 a show, I'm like, oh. But if this man can make $160 million
a year,
and his wife will
that
be.
That ain't even all he making. You the know
nigga,
that just,
the nigga who was coming to bring her them drinks on that show, on that little talk show, wherever she was on.
And he probably only make $20 an hour. You ready to take that ring off.
But this nigga make $160.
So what are you mad at?
And the nigga who got $150 today.
Had your just girl. Just for serving you. Like, what?
Had your girl squirming. What we doing, boy?
Like, shit is real. Doing?
There ain't nothing we can do. What I'm supposed to do?
I guess make $200 million. $160 obviously is not enough to keep a bitch happy. Because what the fuck?
Boy, God.
You know that, she get half of that.
But that is scary. Like, that is scary.
Shit crazy.
Shit is... Bro, 100 is... Fuck it.
Just count. Just count the 100 mil.
Fuck it. I don't even make 100,000. You know how many 100,000s in 160 million?
Like what?
Bitch, we giving away money.
At this point,
you got
when you got
nerve.
That much money, that means you really don't know what to do.
You
when you really just buying
nerve
shit for no.
To tell me this ain't the life that you wanted.
You didn't want the kids, and you didn't want to be married. Bitch, bye. Get the fuck. Like, I mean, I don't understand what Steph is waiting for.
That shit probably would
you can get
me,
a whole new bitch.
That
like,
shit probably would have made me so suicidal.
Not suicidal.
I get his bitch all I got.
Oh my God. But wasn't they in like high school sweetheart?
Baby, I ain't got more to give you.
Cause they got married. She got married at 22.
Well, this shit got me fucking
so I'm like,
crying,
they was like
boy.
Young when they got married. How old is she now? Like how old is this hoe?
This
she gotta
shit
be
got
like
me
30,
fucking crying,
30
boy.
Something.
Oh my God, boy. That nigga say.
No, what are you really
that
mad
nigga
at?
Really say she want me to choke her.
Until she turned burgundy. Like what?
Oh.
No, for real. Simone, what are you really mad at? Your man makes 160. That's just what we can see on the internet. 160 bro. Mil. That don't even count how much shit he really making for real.
Yeah, that nigga probably.
You know he giving her half and you complaining.
Steph Curry probably supplying traps and all around this bitch. Like 160. That nigga ain't say 1 M. He say buku M's.
I'm telling you.
What is we not understanding what's going on in this world today?
Do you not know how many numbers that is in 160? Like, just write it out. I just write that bitch out. You're going to be like, wow. Like.
You know how many
niggas just
know
we ain't going to get
$1 million?
You know how many people don't have $1,000?
You know how many people don't got.
100. You know how many hundreds go into $160 million?
I just told you about niggas that ain't got nothing but dick.
Like you said, that man who made $150 for serving you drinks. Bitch, and you got a whole husband at home who's...
They could have gave that nigga $1,500. It still ain't enough for you to goddamn pretend like you about to take that ring off.
No, for real.
Hey, Shakira said, I see if he was a fuck nigga, then yeah. But a family man and a stand-on business.
Oh!
Never in blogs.
So listen.
Never in
so
the
listen,
blogs.
So listen,
never.
So what even if he was... Even if he was a fuck nigga, and he making $160 million. You can't take a little fuck nigga in your life. Hey, like
Courtney said, men cheat on women that cook, clean, and have jobs too. Everybody can get bored. Money is not foreign to her.
Money is foreign to her. What the fuck is you talking about? You think she just grew up making $160 million a year?
I'm gonna say, I don't recall
you
her.
You don't know that
I
girl
don't recall
Courtney.
Her having no talents.
She don't know that girl Courtney.
She don't cook. She don't clean. They got a maid. She ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, she ain't doing all that stuff.
Come on, money is not foreign to her.
She don't work.
I hate when y'all get on here and just say shit. That kind of money is foreign to anybody. $160 million. That ain't no budget.
I'm telling
you. You know what kind of credit card you got with $160 million salary?
You don't even care when you swipe the card.
You don't even need a credit card when you're making $160 million. Nobody cares what your credit score is when you got $160 million.
So you telling me a nigga can't cheat on you that make $160 million a year? He can be a fuck nigga and all, right?
Oh, I ain't say that.
And you see that why I can't be a girl? Cause y'all dumb. That's why God don't be putting y'all in the positions.
No, I'm saying.
Cause
like,
me
yeah,
personally,
he could. Yes. No, I'm saying yes. He could.
Oh, I was about to say
oh, no,
me
I'm not
personally.
Saying he what you mean?
If I was a woman and a nigga coming, matter of fact, if I'm a nigga and that girl bringing 160
million,
I ain't got shit to say to her.
Do your thing. Do your shit. I'll be home waiting on you. Count my cash. You feel me? Looking at my bank account, counting zeros. Like, what?
She talk to me all type of way. I just don't pay her no attention. I just go buy some shit.
Oh, I see you having a bad day. I'm gonna go run out for a little bit.
I'm gonna give you some time. Until you calm down. I'll call Tommy over here myself. Hey, Tommy, I'm about to slide, bro. You got about about 3 hours.
I got me. Please make sure her attitude is fixed by the time I get back.
You with your $160 million salary, I'm taking care of somebody else anyway. So we even. Bring up, boy.
Nah, I'm about to say, if I was blessed with the opportunity, I don't have nothing to say to you. I'm not nagging you. I don't have nothing to say. Every time you come in, even if you unhappy, I'm smiling all the time.
I wish I would be
like,
unhappy. With a motherfucker who making, fuck it, making $1 million a year. Fuck.
She 36. So, man, what the fuck? Okay, you're 36. You mean to tell me at 36 now all of a sudden you're bored and you didn't want kids and you didn't want a husband and you ain't want a marriage? Shit, the fuck are you
like,
talking about?
That's just like motherfuckers. Cardi B was having fun. That bitch waited till she 5 kids deep.
She got 5. No, she how many kids she got?
She got a lot of kids.
I think this is number five.
Oh, number four?
Okay, it gotta be. So well, I'm one still, off. Yeah, it's still a lot.
Ain't like she got two.
Yeah, she got a few.
She lost.
You think she lost?
She lost.
You think so?
You ain't seen the settlement?
No.
But Offset get 70-30 of all assets.
I know you fucking lying. Oh, I know they chewing him up on Twitter about that.
Chewing him up.
I don't understand why they mad.
City Boy is up.
I don't understand why everybody's mad at Offset. Like,
what am I supposed to do?
Why is Offset the villain in this situation? He's not the villain in the situation.
I ain't gonna lie. I just don't like when they be calling that man broke. Like he's really not Amigo. Like,
I don't think he's broke. He might not have as much money as Cardi. But
did
you know
we did we not understand what I just said though? Like Cardi, well, Cardi, I don't think Cardi has ever made as much money as the Migos made during their tenure. Are we gonna sit here and be serious just for a second? Like I know you like Cardi B.
I do like her.
That's cool.
No, that's what I'm saying.
That's very cool that
no,
you like
because
her.
He probably did
but
make
Cardi
a lot
B
of
has never broken
Migos.
No record.
Yeah.
No hip hop record. Cardi B has never probably like maintained number one on the Billboard for however many weeks. She ain't had no song on that bitch longer than them niggas. So how the fuck do she get to have more money than them? I just spent all his money and she saved hers. Like, bro, y'all got to be
niggas
logical.
Niggas do that though.
Y'all got to be logical.
Yeah, they said
niggas do that.
It's a 70-30 division. Cardi B is estimated to give him about 70 mil. Basically, when it's all said and done.
I ain't even mad at Offset. I feel like, hey.
If I could get $70 million about your ass.
I'm going to get it.
Whatever be the baby daddy and shit you want me to be, I am.
And it would be the same way if I was, it was me getting
they
the money out of my baby.
They calling me broke.
They be calling me a broke bitch.
Broke
oh,
no
you
more.
A better baby mama. Oh, why? I'm up now.
I ain't
I'm up
broke no more.
I'm up 70 mil from off my baby daddy. Like, what are you talking
no
about?
More.
Yeah. Huh? What?
Ho, because she said, I think people missed the point of what she was saying or they didn't hear the entire interview. She literally said that wasn't the life she imagined and then stated it goes to show when you're younger, you don't know what you want. What the fuck are you talking about?
It sounds like she don't want him no more. It sounds like she's bored with this man and she don't want him no more. And she don't want the kids and she don't want
what
the
life. Did
I think she want to leave the kids with him
what
and go
life
and party
are you,
and live her life.
What life are you not imagining to where you have a rich ass husband, beautiful kids, and a nigga who not into shit?
Well,
what else do you want
to
be?
Here's my thing. He didn't force her to do anything. He didn't make her do anything. She chose the life.
That's what I'm saying.
Like
so what do you mean you didn't choose it?
You made a decision. Like,
because you could have easily said, no, I don't want to get married.
Yeah,
or you could have easily said, no, I don't want
to
have
you
kids.
You could have said no to the ring. You could have said, hey, I ain't having no kids and use a condom.
Or go to, get that other thing done.
Get that motherfucker up out of there.
Get that thing done.
If that's what you do, you know.
I ain't against it.
It's what you do. I'm just saying, like, she had decisions to make, and she made decisions. Like, you made the bed, that the $160 million a year bed that you lay in. Let's really, like,
And he's really not in nothing. Like, you ain't never heard this man say he got a baby on the way with another bitch. You never heard him say he got a side bitch. Or nobody's ever come out and said, oh, yeah, I fuck with Steph Curry. Never.
I don't think nobody want to.
Why? Because he likes
it. I don't see y'all be sharing that nigga like, ooh, I think Steph Curry kind of kills.
Because when we look at Steph Curry, we look at him like, oh, yeah, he's a good husband. He got a good, like, that's how I look at him. Like, he's living the good life. He got everything he needs.
Y'all see good husbands every day that you fuck.
No. I mean, it is females that fuck husbands. I don't do that. I'm not fucking nobody husband. Because I don't want the karma.
So what be the difference from fucking somebody's husband and fucking somebody's boyfriend?
Oh, I don't know. I don't do neither one. I'm not fucking. If you belong to somebody, I just feel like it's no need of me even talking to you.
This is why I went and got a girlfriend, y'all, because like this dating pool don't make no sense no more. It's like I got.
If you got a girlfriend, why am I talking to you?
I got to be single and fucking other people in order to fuck with you.
No, that don't mean that's
literally
other people.
What that shit means.
No,
sometimes.
It does not. Like, if you got a girlfriend, somebody that you're basically committed to because you're
what
claiming her as your girlfriend.
What do it matter if we're not about to do no girlfriend and boyfriend shit? I just want to fuck. Like, it don't really be mattering.
No. I mean, to a man, crazy, bro. No, I'm saying to a man, I guess it's just different. But for me personally, I mean, it's other females who don't mind fucking somebody's boyfriend.
Heart and your coochie.
Who don't mind fucking... I mean, that's probably my problem.
Grow up.
But no,
grow
for real.
The fuck up.
I'm not fucking nobody man.
Grow
I'm
the
not
fuck
fucking nobody
up,
man.
Bro.
Even though bitches ain't never gave me no motherfucking
Precious
leeway when
it
was fucking my nigga behind my back. I mean, that don't mean I can't do it. I just can't do it. I can't like go, I guess, like tit for tat or like, I don't know.
What the fuck does that mean, though? So you wouldn't fuck nobody else's boyfriend?
No.
Yeah, you tell a lie. You just ain't ran across the right boyfriend yet. You'll fuck somebody's boyfriend. You can't tell me that you won't, bro.
No, I haven't yet.
You don't know. You didn't know.
Wait, I'm about to say, if I fuck somebody's boyfriend, I didn't know.
And
I didn't
you,
know he was
I bet
a
you
boyfriend.
Wouldn't stop either if you find out.
Whoa. I ain't gonna speak.
Talk to me. You feel me? Like, I already know.
Because, like, I mean, if I'm blindsided, like, bitch, why you ain't tell me you had a motherfucking girlfriend? But then it's just like... Initially, if somebody telling me, oh, I got a girlfriend now or I got a wife, okay, move around.
Girl, please. The right nigga walk up on your ass and give you that type of accountability, a lot of y'all gone. Not saying you.
I'm going to say, yeah. A lot of y'all, other ladies.
Like I said,
you got to look at the girl. Other ladies. Like,
you know what? Like you.
Jay, don't.
What, bro?
I don't do that.
Bro, go ahead, bro. Y'all be funny as fuck, though.
So you tell me in your past, before you got a girl, you didn't fuck the other niggas' girlfriends.
Yes.
Oh. I just wouldn't. I don't know. I just wouldn't feel
what
comfortable
you
knowing
get,
I fucked your boyfriend.
You gonna
like,
get into heaven faster because you ain't fucked like a boyfriend?
Nah.
But it, every nigga that fucked was not in a relationship with you.
I'm gonna say that's true.
Okay, then.
And every nigga I fucked, I mean, you know.
So what's the difference, bro?
What you mean?
Why?
Because why the fuck is you telling? You think? Do I look like side bitch material? You telling me you got a girlfriend?
What
you want to fuck with me still?
Side bitch material look like?
That's what I'm asking.
Do I look like I don't mind being a side bitch?
You
maybe
think
that nigga rich enough the way he want three bitches?
I don't want to talk to no nigga who I'm limited to talking to. If I text you and you be like, oh, I'm with my bitch, I can't text you back right now. Or I'm with my wife. Oh, you got to call me later. Bitch, what? Do I look like, you know what I'm saying?
You ain't, but niggas who go get that money ain't got no time to sit and talk on the phone to your motherfucking ass all day anyway.
I mean, that's totally,
that's another thing. You ain't talking to a broke nigga either.
Definitely can't be broke.
Almost broke.
What the fuck is almost broke? What the fuck is that? What is almost shit. Broke? Elaborate, because what the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck is almost broke?
I don't like how you be sitting here, goddamn. Tell me exactly, I don't want the karma. I don't want that karma. What kind of karma you going to get, though?
I guess, but you know, like, they
so
say
listen,
if you fuck somebody's boyfriend, somebody going to turn around and fuck your boyfriend. But I mean, if your nigga just going, he going. If he want to get fucked, he just going to get fucked. That's just,
girl
that's just
going,
simple.
She going, like, ain't nothing you can do.
And a lot of niggas be going. A lot of niggas just don't mind getting fucked.
I mean,
y'all just don't mind it. Y'all don't mind fucking other bitches just cause they got a fat ass or something.
I hate when y'all be sitting here just acting like you just don't get fucked.
I would be lying if I said I don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I mean, I don't got fucked. Like,
okay, then. Yeah. So, like, what holy water you done dipped yourself in?
I'm just saying, if a man or comes up to me and say, I got a girl or a wife, I'm not fucking with
ain't
it.
Ain't no nigga just all.
I feel like niggas should be more honest though. They should just tell, like, and let the female decide, do she want to still fuck with him or not.
That first time, but if he persistent enough and his approach good enough, you bite down a little bit.
We're not even talking about me. We're gonna talk about a specific group of females. And
no,
I'm not,
bro, it's
niggas.
Everybody
going
here now at this age. I'm not, but shit, I think we all done did that before. Hold on, what you saying?
Wait, all done did what? Fuck somebody else?
At this age, you not what?
I guess fuck somebody else.
Yeah. Husband. I don't know, no. Y'all be lying, bro. That's what I'm saying. The dating pool is so weird now. Like,
but you know, niggas, it's like, niggas you will got fuck to a bitch be, and pop out of nowhere and be like, with a wife, like 3 days later. Niggas do that.
That's because y'all don't do no research on them niggas. Like, you just gave him some pussy.
That's true, too.
He looked good enough.
And he was like, oh, he looks so good. Yeah, da, da, da.
And he got you horny.
And he was like, yeah, I'm about to fuck this nigga. And then he popped out with his wife 3 days later, and they probably on, like, you know, a vacation out the country. And now you're like, damn.
So because I fucked you, I can't show off my wife? Like, I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Because what did that... What,
I
how
feel
does
like,
that,
why would he...
How does that correlate?
Why, I just
how does
feel
that
like,
go
why
together?
Doesn't a man tell somebody, like, all right, I'm taking...
When do y'all tell somebody that?
You supposed to tell them that. I mean, every female don't.
If you tell a nigga that, you already, like, going. Yeah.
How you figure that?
If you tell a nigga, I got a man, and you just sitting there, hey, I got a man.
If you all laughy and jokey and flirty, that's different. But no, if you got a man for real, you going to shut it down, like, nah, I got a man.
Bro, listen, bro. I be telling you, boy. If you got a bad bitch, right? You got a baddie. You got a fine girlfriend, whatever you want to call her. She's very attractive. She get to posting herself, bro. Shit. What? Cause let's just do some math, man.
I was like, what's the math?
Let's just do some math, bro. All right.
God, what the fuck you about to calculate? Cause you about to.
Let's just say your girl got down. 3 times 52. Three times out the week, right? Three times out the week she posts herself. It's 52 weeks in the year. All right, so that's 156 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say it's 5 niggas a day in that inbox.
Mm-hmm.
Times 5. That's 780 niggas a year.
Uh-huh. So you basically saying like, oh, she not passing up all 700 and some niggas. A lot of the time, it be the same niggas in the inbox.
Nah.
It might be them same 5 niggas every day.
Nah.
Being very persistent, like, oh, she posting again,
nah,
or
nah.
I know she about to post.
If you ain't blocked that nigga by now, to avoid the temptation, nah. Nah. You just like.
I mean, but when you posting females getting your inbox, oh, da 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 da, what you do?
What?
Huh? You heard
girl,
what I just
said. Don't nobody be sniping up on my shit. Don't no girls be inboxing no nigga. Y'all might send a little heart or something, like the picture or whatever the case may be, but them type of women I ain't want. Cause what you want to fuck me so bad for?
Oh yeah,
you trying to
if
set
you too,
me up?
If you too eager,
you
that's
trying to
scary.
Set you trying to set me up?
That's scary. Cause why
not
you want to
fuck
so bad? Fuck
first night, but
why you want to fuck so bad though?
Like why you just on me? Yeah, bitch, you think you slick? Nope. So yeah,
I don't like no nigga that want to fuck me too bad now, cause it make me think like you trying to give me something.
Man,
I'm
what
scared.
Y'all think a nigga white nigga just out here trying to put shit in y'all for
yeah.
Other than a baby.
That's scary too. The fuck want a baby? Like
somebody, what? Talking about yes, we turned down 1,000 on the regular. Precious, shut the fuck up.
Precious ain't lying though.
Precious lying. Precious lying.
Precious ain't lying.
Precious lying. Precious lying like a motherfucker.
Look at Ellis talk about your.
Ellis,
oh, wasn't he talking
boy?
Shit in your post earlier too?
Garrison, you got your t-shirt and panties on. And your bonnet.
Man, somebody gonna fall between the crack.
So you don't.
Yeah, that's scary as fuck. You too eager. Like, why are you so eager? Why are you so.
I'm horny.
But that's scary. You don't know me from a can of paint. I could have been a man behind this face. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could be a man behind this screen. And you just so ready to meet up with me.
If
what
anybody,
if I rob
like,
you,
ever
bitch?
Got the opportunity to, like, give me some pussy and they flagged up. I ain't want that shit no more. But we too grown for that. Like, motherfuckers be like, on bullshit for real.
Yeah. I ain't fucking with nobody who wanna fuck me too.
And then, bro, the society's so weird. Motherfuckers will be, you know, just like on weird shit. Like, especially when you get like a partner. Motherfuckers be so slick. Ain't you got a girlfriend? Bitch, I wasn't even talking to you like that for you to be worrying about my girlfriend. Ain't
you bitches be doing that shit just because you got
mad
a girlfriend.
Cause you ain't nobody's girlfriend?
Yeah. Or they probably felt like, oh damn, I missed my chance, or it could be something like that.
It don't matter.
It's too late now.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. It's over with.
I just feel like the dating pool is very weird nowadays. Like, these niggas is weird. Like, niggas be sending shit that you don't even ask for. Like, it just be weird shit. Like,
man, everything weird.
Yeah, everything, and I don't like weird. It.
Shit transactional. Shit got down. It kind of hard to find real love for real. Like, everybody really feel like I can replace one another, or.
And that's not even the case. Like, everybody cannot be replaced.
Everything.
Everybody is not replaceable. And that's what people need to understand. That's why y'all motherfuckers be so miserable and mad and punching walls in your house. And because
y'all, who be punching y'all walls in the house?
Oh no.
That what you be doing
though? No. You walk through my shit, ain't no holes in my house. Ain't no holes in my house. I'm just saying, like. And then I feel like niggas really don't feel like women really like them for real. You can tell when a girl like you. Like, if a female really like you, you can tell. You ain't got to chase her down. You ain't got to beg her to talk to you. 9 times out of 10, she going to hit you up first. She trying to spend all her time with you, all her free time.
When it's in the pursuit stage, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? When you pursuing somebody, you know, you trying to be consistent. I understand, bro. But, like, at some point, like, somebody got to show you some type of value.
Yeah.
How they value you too. You know
and
what I'm saying?
See, me, like, I'm not one of them people that's going to act like I'm nonchalant and all that shit. If I like you, you're going to know that I like you. I'm not about to sit here and not text you all day just because I'm trying to act like I'm trying to be too cool. Like, oh, let me not. Nah, fuck that. I'll text you. I'll double text your ass if I like you. Oh, what you doing today? I got free time today. I'm trying to see you. Like,
don't do the most.
Huh?
Don't do the most.
No, I'm just saying, like, you could tell when a female really likes a man. Like,
yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? That ain't even something you're going to have though. This, you know, second guess.
It don't be hard, though.
Yeah, sure. It's not hard.
Yeah.
Bitches just don't be liking y'all niggas. That's what it is. Y'all just... No, for real. Like, they really just don't be liking y'all niggas. Y'all just be so infatuated that she's a bad bitch or she got a fat ass or a lot of niggas want her. And you want to be able to say, oh, yeah, I fuck with her.
That nigga might not like her either, though. But, like, instead of it, like, being on some shit, like... A lot of niggas like go through shit the way, bro, we ain't walking to this situation like trying to like you either. Like, shit, a nigga might be just was trying to fuck, but damn, you don't act like a girl at all. You just want to get fucked too? This your lifestyle? Like,
that's scary.
You just want to get fucked? Like, you don't fall in love after I fuck shit at you?
Like,
you
nothing. You just like, all right, cool. Like, you acting like my homeboy. Like, no, I don't like that.
I can hit you up again next week. We be on the same time and you ain't going to do shit. You ain't, oh, I don't blow up niggas' phones. This, that, and the third, bitch, because you got 10 niggas. You got 10 niggas. I ain't blowing up
your phone either, but I'm gonna text you a couple times for sure.
Hey, listen, hey, let's get to the point where we can stop acting like we don't like people no more.
Yeah, that's the thing. People try to act like they don't like people so bad, and it's just like,
yeah, like
everybody can't be nonchalant. That's why all of y'all is single and sad and mad and depressed. That's
it. Motherfuckers be so player, man. Dating nowadays, you can meet a female tonight and tomorrow she need help with the bill or something. I mean, yeah, that's a fact,
that's
bro.
That's true,
like,
too.
But at the end of the day, I think, like, it to the point now, like, a broke bitch know she ain't got a chance with me as much shit as I talk on that internet. Like,
bitches know who to approach. Broke bitches know to only fuck with other broke people. Like, I just feel like they should know
niggas,
they role.
It's some niggas, like some women who don't show nothing but ass. It's some niggas who don't show nothing but money. That shit, yeah. This my only way of attracting you. My face ugly as fuck. I spend this cheese, though.
But I spend this money. She can't see this money.
I'm a real trap nigga. I can't dress. I wear cheap shit, but I spend this cheese, though. That's all a woman need. Geez.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't spending no cheese unless I like it.
That's how it's supposed to be. Nah. And I feel like that's where people be getting it fucked up. They think as soon as they meet somebody, they supposed to just be paying their rent, like, the next day. Why y'all think that? Hey, who was paying your rent before this nigga came around? That's what I be trying to figure out. Like, who was paying y'all bills before you met this nigga with this money?
I've never been the nigga who like I can't put on that cape for certain shit like that. Like, yeah. I ain't trying to like pay no rent, bitch. Like, I ain't trying to fucking.
Even if it ain't rent, a motherfucking light bill. I just met you. Why should I? Who was paying your bills before I got to you?
I'm supposed to pay my bills and your bills.
While you out here just being, you just because you're pretty.
Some pussy. So you mean to tell me every nigga that done tapped that ass got some money to pay your bills? I don't think so.
That's what I'm saying.
And all them niggas, I know for a Fendi fact, if I'm paying the bill, we ain't using no condoms.
That's a wrap.
Y'all laughing.
No, I know you dead
I'm
serious.
I'm giving up money and shit. We fucking raw. We raw dog around this bitch. So I ain't even got time to be playing around. That be my thing. Like,
yeah.
We ain't just slanging raw, dangling around this bitch. Boy, like, fuck no. And fuck the... Y'all be worrying about goddamn. I ain't gonna lie. You supposed to worry about the STDs and shit.
Yes.
That don't even, because I don't even think I deal with the bitch nasty enough to give me an STD. But bitch, I ain't want all them kids.
That too. I definitely don't.
But
I'm
I know
good.
Niggas who didn't fuck around and just had a good summer. Now you got three on the way.
Shit.
Well, your whole life changing before your eyes. I'm 33. I don't need to have that many kids on the way. I don't need to have that many kids at all.
No, for real. Three kids is a lot.
One kid is a lot.
One kid is a lot, but you got.
I just got three? My son Saturday.
Uh huh.
This nigga ain't stopped talking yet.
Oh yeah, that's how it be. But you know that's
fuck.
So boy, imagine three of that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about this nigga. Daddy.
Daddy. So three of them. Oh no.
Goodness gracious, what?
Y'all got a, you got a question here. I want to know, do women prefer the Facebook image relationship or do they prefer reality? I really need to know at this point. What attracts a female to a nigga she never met other than the image of social media? That's why they get broke down and picked off like fleas.
I mean, a lot of times, though, if you want to be real, like what I've been noticing is like the single women, the women who be like claiming that they single or just be like, let all them be wanting the same nigga or the same niggas.
The same type of nigga.
The same niggas. Especially like from like the city we the in. Same. Like yeah. They had you like off on a checklist. For real. Like you got the hit on your head, boy. She just want to put you in the group chat that she fuck you first.
Mm-hmm.
That like pissing on the fire hydrant. Oh, yeah, y'all can't. I can't. Matter of fact, I can't stand the women who get in that bitch and be like, oh, he tried to talk to me. So because I tried to talk to you and
now you
don't
to
like
salt
me,
on my shit.
I can't fuck your friend. Your friend can't be attracted to me because you said no. You see how delusional that shit is?
You said no.
He
so
ain't
now
for
I'm
me,
moving around to the
but
next
But I
one.
Really supposed to be a he ain't for me, girl. But yeah, y'all
and
might.
I feel like, to be honest, you shouldn't even be bringing it up because, bitch, it didn't go no further than he probably tried to talk to you and you didn't respond.
He tried to talk to me.
Like, bitch, okay.
Everybody
what you telling me that for?
To talk to you.
I was like, what you telling me that for? I'm still going
to
talk to the nigga.
You probably
so what
was
you doing?
On Facebook with your pussy print showing. After a nigga bust up drunk. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, I ain't trying to talk to you.
I try to fuck. Basically. You had that coochie print up there.
All right. Y'all don't be telling the whole story, man.
Garrison said you got to get a sibling to get him to talk to.
Oh, no. Garrison, hey,
no,
I leave that to you, boy. You. How many kids Garrison got? I think Garrison got about three girls too. Ooh, we, your tea party having ass. I know it.
The
girls
will
melt me, bro. I'm so glad I ain't got
he
a girl
got three
yet.
Girls. Ellis,
well, not Ellis. You know
oh,
Ellis.
I'm about to say.
You know Ellis don't get no pussy like that. They have no three girls.
Whoa. Who got this? So who's the three
Garrison.
Girls? Garrison. Oh, Garrison got three girls.
So
okay.
Let me start talking about Ellis. Ellis my dog, bro.
Ellis just like, said
oh
he got
God.
It.
So they be lying. Them hoes ain't single in real life. Hey, listen. Listen, bro. Listen. Women slick, huh?
Very.
Y'all slick.
Bitches be weird. bitches be trying to be.
Ellis, I love you, bro. Chill, bro. Oh, you do got a boy. My bad.
Garrison talking about three of them things. Two girls, one boy. Okay.
I mean, Ellis, you committed. You doing good. You doing your little boots on the ground. So I know you get some pussy, bro.
You definitely get some pussy on the trail.
Trail ride. That? Well, listen, I don't give a fuck where you go. You cannot escape that shit.
Oh my God. I don't.
Lord Jesus. I'm so fucking tired of hearing that song. I am so tired of hearing that song. Then it be like, that shit like a fucking It's just that, like, shit almost like a spidey sense, like, or or like when they put the bat symbol in the sky.
No, for like, and it's like the way they take home. Over, like, it's, you like a motherfucking sorority or bro, a fraternity. Like, they take over shit, the whole floor.
Once,
like,
that shit drop, bro. Where the fans? I'm talking you, a motherfucker just be walking around with a fan and start clapping that bitch.
And it's just now. Like, where the fuck did all these fans come from? And every, like, oh my God.
That shit like breaking out in hives, man. Like,
that shit is like watching. Yo, she's like, oh my God, that shit is. Oh my goodness. And it is some tall guy, watch some big tall guy doing crazy. Ellis
like that. Bro, Ellis from my bed. But I'm for real.
How you trail riding church? See, you know what I'm saying? It's just too much.
God ain't called for that, bro.
God ain't asked for that. He ain't say bring your boots to the church.
They done made that shit like a. Like a genre now. Now it's black people making country music for real, but like that's it's some money in it now because y'all motherfuckers. I'm so glad I moved from over there by that fucking flea market. How they had that shit jam packed last year, boy. One day it took me 20 minutes to get home. DJ Pay Me had that shit.
You was mad. That fucking. You was mad. So it took me 20 minutes. Like, yeah, that's all.
Like, for a just mile.
Just waiting in traffic. I would have been pissed. I would have been bulldozing through motherfucking traffic.
But I probably could have walked home.
You know, you could have walked home faster than 20 minutes. You was waiting just for a mile? Should have just parked.
That shit is
just parked.
That shit is infectious, nigga.
Oh my gosh. Maybe if I knew how to do some shit, I wouldn't be so like. Like, for real.
He gonna get the, yeah, he gonna get the Grammy out that shit, bro. Oh God, like. Hey. He told me he gonna call me because he can't get home. Hey, Ellis, make sure you get home though. I ain't gonna lie. That.
He's a lot.
What you say, bro? I lost the ring though, Ellis. You didn't tell me I lose the ring. That shit probably in your truck.
Wait, hold on. She said a female got 4 kids, 5 baby daddies, and 3 possibilities. And then they wanna sit around. And try to stop a female from talking to a dude that she likes.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. He was trying to talk to me.
A bitch could have, girl, no, for
look,
real. Like,
look at the messages from 2019.
I feel like any girl who got, like, you know, listen, bro, 2 to 3 plus kids and you got
knew,
all them different baby daddies, girl, you don't
knew,
got no dibs on no nigga.
I even knew girls lying on their pussy. Y'all got to fact check that shit too, because girls be lying on their pussy too. I remember one girl was like, oh yeah, I ain't had one to deal with you because you used to talk to my cousin. I said, who the fuck your cousin is?
And who
I've
was her
never
cousin?
Heard of you. Okay. Like, if I talk to your cousin, I'm pretty sure like I know who her cousin is.
Yeah, she would have been like, oh yeah, you know, my cousin.
Because I don't really be wanting to do no shit like that. I don't be wanting to like fuck your homegirl or fuck your cousin or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I ain't that type of nigga. So like, who your cousin is? Oh yeah, she say you tried to fuck with her and she wouldn't fuck with you, this, that, and the third. So she showed me somebody.
That you don't even know.
First, not only do I not know her, but let's just put it like this. I told that girl, I was like, so you mean to tell me, look at me and look at your cousin. If you tell me, if I tried to fuck your cousin would tell me no. But that shit had me so like flabbergasted, dog. Like, why did bitch lying to my shit?
Why you lying?
Girl, you wouldn't get me hard. My shit would go flat so fast. Fucking noodle on
but
your
no,
ass.
But no, for real, I just feel like bitches who got like mad baby daddies, like y'all don't have no, y'all shouldn't have dibs on nobody, like for real, like not even trying to be like, come on, you got 2-3 baby daddies, baby, you not about to tell me to not talk
so
to this
glad
nigga.
I ain't got no mismatched kids.
Not mismatched. What the fuck? He said mismatched. Nah, but. And that's why I don't want to have Mitch Mack. That was a good example. I don't want to have a whole bunch of baby daddies.
My next baby is gonna be with my wife, bro.
My next child is gonna be with my husband. I'm not doing that.
I'm not really like into like
being another baby mama. I'm walking around with 2 baby daddies and they just my baby daddies. Hmm. Oh yeah, y'all got that's our baby. Yeah, and that's our baby daddy too. Who? No, I'm not doing that.
Right, and then baby daddy.
My child
and
I sat the fuck down. It's been almost 6 years.
Be trying to like get in competition and shit. Well, I ain't.
Competition for what?
Mm-hmm.
I guess like who gonna do more?
I am the dad.
Some niggas don't do nothing. I am
the
type of
dad though to like.
Like, oh,
if my baby say he hungry,
yo, other broke ass baby.
If my baby say he hungry, I'm bringing my baby something. I ain't.
You ain't gonna bring the other baby nothing.
I ain't fuck for that. That ain't my responsibility.
Damn.
What?
Maybe I'm too nice.
If I'm single, then maybe.
Oh yeah.
But you ain't about to have my baby looking at me like, why you feeding the other baby? Like,
why you feeding all them kids over there?
That's a bill itself.
Especially if you got a lot of kids.
I'll just come outside, sit in the car. Let's ride around.
Just take him with you. Take him with you so he don't eat in front of the other kids. Yeah, that's better.
Why them kids ain't eating? Mine just won the McDonald's.
I mean, shit, like you said, I ain't got nothing to do with you. You get your child. Let's go. I'm going to take you to McDonald's.
We going to do all that.
Yeah. I mean, well, you shouldn't have to, but shit. You ain't about to just buy him no damn McDonald's. While the other kids watching him chomp down on his McDonald's.
They ain't got the watch. Go play.
You know them kids is not about to play. They're going to be like, can I have one? Can I have some? Can I have a chicken nugget? Can I have a...
No.
Yes. And if he's a good kid, he's going to share.
Oh, why? My baby don't got to share shit.
He ain't got to share, but if he's a nice kid, he going to share. So you might as well get everybody a little $5, little bag.
I ain't get that or right little, shit. So that's going to be our problem.
What? Feeding the kids? That's not a problem.
Come on, you can start a Little Caesars one.
Yeah, a Little Caesars pizza. That ain't number $6.
Why she just ain't went and got some Little Caesars pizza then?
Maybe she ain't got $6.
Okay, well, whose fault is that?
It's the kids don't have nothing to do with that.
See, listen, bro. This one, they start coming down with me like, hey, if you can't handle my baby, let me get my baby.
Because she ain't got $6 for a pizza.
Kawhi, fuck, I got to feed all these minions. Because my son hungry.
Is hungry and want McDonald's.
And he ain't want this Red Baron pizza you slide up in the oven.
With the thin crust. Oh, why I gotta be Red Baron? It couldn't even be DiGiorno. What the fuck? Oh, my God.
If my baby wants something else to eat, he gonna get something else to eat, man. Hey,
that DiGiorno high now. That DiGiorno high.
I don't know what you want me to do, bro.
It's
like.
Yes.
Oh my God. I'll buy pizza.
That Red Baron probably like a dollar, boy. You got to add extra shit on that Red Baron. You can't cook
you
that regular.
You got to season that bitch up. You can't, oh my God.
You can't just stop that motherfucker, that bitch, boy.
Kids don't
right,
care.
I'm feeding mine and mine only, bro. I don't give a
Josh.
Fuck. I don't give two fucks. I'm feeding mine. I'm clothing mine. I'm supplying mine. Whatever y'all choose to do with the rest of these motherfuckers. Because, see, I ain't asking you when you bring him something over here to bring everybody else up. Because oh, everybody else already fucking straight.
You know what the cheapest one is? Them Totino's pizza.
Them a dollar. Them you got to season for real. You got to season them bitches down.
Them like, Totino's?
Add extra cheese and all. That shit don't even be a complete pizza. It's not even complete. It's really just bread
my
and
sauce. My baby called me and said he wanted that shit. My baby said he ain't wanted that shit.
So he ain't got to eat that. He going to get McDonald's. Okay. But the other kids can't get a little cheap pizza.
Bro, they got something to eat.
Oh my God.
Let them be the grateful motherfuckers. Mine ain't got to be grateful. You want DoorDash? And let me find out your mama ain't get to you.
What you gonna do?
Coming up, we about to fight. Everybody
she gonna
here.
Split it with the other kids.
Everybody in here about to get beat the fuck up. You might tell your husband
off
to step outside.
$6.
You might tell your husband to step outside. Because he part of the problem. Why he ain't feeding everybody
saying,
the fuck
in here?
If
she got a husband, you definitely ain't got to feed all them kids. Hmm. If you got a husband, yeah. Unless he's broke. You shouldn't have a broke husband.
They like broke ones.
You shouldn't have a broke husband.
They like the broke
you shouldn't
ones,
be
bro.
Doing that. So, I don't know.
Hey, man. Yeah. You know, I just got the text. It
come
says,
on, stand up to
it
him.
It says about that time.
Come on, stand up
oh
for him.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all
it's been, oh, wait, hold on. Week. She got her own camera tonight, too, now.
I do have my own camera.
Put that thing on him. And listen, this thing will be live and direct next Thursday. I'm going to make a stand up for you next Thursday, now. She going to stand up next Thursday. I'm going to try to get her drunk enough the way she'll jump.
Oh, my God.
I just moved the mic out the way with that motherfucker. She probably can't even feel that shit.
Feel
I'm telling you, boy. But hey, man, you've been tuned to another episode of the Peas in the Pod podcast, man. We appreciate y'all for tuning in every Tuesday. Next week, we live at Vibes 843. Y'all got birthday party immediately after. You feel me? So
yeah, and y'all on the food, so you know it's gonna be good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all on the food.
Yo.
Hey, the ticket link is in the comments, man. Ticket link is in the comments. Hey, man, go ahead and get your tickets now before they sell out, all right?
Yes, sir. Love. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
You know I stand up on my team and I ain't fearing nothing. You know I get booed today, then you might not be hearing from me. You seem to hate me, but these other niggas with me want me. They hold they breath and get a minute from me. Arguments are routine, I guess you would rather I get a new dream and a shot at the ring. Got a new team, feeling just like KD. I run a game, how I'm gonna let you play me? We supposed to be each other's safety. And lately, this shit been getting harder. No, I got your back forever like my daughter. Got you as a tech forever, took your father. Never get it covered up, die with it on me. You know if they try me, I die with it on me. I get high when I'm lonely, get depressed when life don't go just how I want it. And hey, you know all my secrets, and I ain't tripping, I know you gon' keep them. They say I'm deep, you know this shit get deeper. You reap what you sow, you know I'm dealing with reaping. Durant on every street inside my region. Make them drop that bag like they were finished eating. Cause I dropped that bag and I got